To many sports fans, these are the high holy days. March Madness, a.k.a. the NCAA Men's Division I Basketball Championship. And as we speak, brackets have been made and likely already being ruined. And tomorrow brings the matchup between number 7 seed Michigan State and 10th seed Georgia. Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon is here. And we have to talk about last weekend with that absolutely heartbreaking end to the Big Ten Championship.
Heartbreaking if you're a Michigan State fan.
Absolutely.
If not you're a Badger fan, then you probably
thrilled,
don't care.
But I think Michigan State fans, you can feel the hearts breaking from East Lansing outward. What did you see in the Spartan performance last
Sunday? They were the better team, frankly. They had a, what was it, an 11-point lead with less than 8 minutes left. And you figure that's not a sure thing against one of the top teams in the country, obviously, but it's looking pretty good. Now, there's some funny calls along the way, some, I think, pretty appalling refereeing. And I've got no dog in this fight, so I come to this objectively, of course. I hope so.
Yeah.
But before you know it, within 3 minutes later, they're behind. And then it's a dogfight down at the end. They tie. They go into overtime. Then at that point, Michigan State falls way behind. And the real problem Michigan State has got, and it's going to probably hurt them in the tournament, they are not good shooting free throws, which almost any game that comes down to the wire comes down to a foul contest, which means you've got to make some free throws. They're shooting 63% right now, one of the worst in the country, whereas Georgia, the team they're playing tomorrow, Friday, in the tournament, they are in the top 10 in free throw shooting. So if it comes down to the wire, sad to say, do not bet on the Spartans.
But it's interesting, as the selections and the seeds were announced, there's a pretty healthy number of pundits picking Michigan State for the Final Four. How do you figure that?
Because of Tom Izzo, that's why. This guy's got a way of getting a three-wheeled car to the finish line. And he does it, you know, almost every season. He's a heck of a coach. The team has got talent. They've probably been a little bit of sleep through some of this. Look, they're that close to winning the Big Ten tournament over one of the top four teams in the nation. So at that point, you got to say you're a pretty serious basketball team. Furthermore, when you get to the tournament, free throws do count quite a bit. Three-point shooting is another big thing to bet on during the NCAA tournament when you're picking out your bracket. But the third thing is really the first thing, and that is who the coach is. Tom Izzo has got a way of getting his teams to where they need to be.
Well, in fact, the stories came out the morning after the loss against Wisconsin. That timeout he called with just seconds left was to say to them, all of them, you can't say my bad and move on. Remember this. So he was already coaching them.
Exactly. Now, look, that's a bit of coaching genius. The game was out of hand by 8, 9, 10 points at that point. It's clearly done. That is not why you're calling a timeout. You're calling a timeout to coach the next game. That's what a serious coach does, and he's framing their thinking from that point on because he knows in the rawness of a defeat like that, the concrete is wet, if you will. The cement is wet, so you can make an impression. A day later, you've already decided what you're thinking about that game. The cement's already dried. So he is doing something that is, I think, very, very smart, insightful. The great coaches, and John Beilein, Red Berenson, Bo Schembechler, of course, Tom Izzo, you've got to put D'Antonio in that category, certainly at Michigan State. If they've got one thing in common, it's a unique ability to know, have their finger on the pulse of the team, what they need when they need it. Do you need a kick in the pants? Do you need a pat in the back? Do you need inspiration? Do you need discipline? And they tend to know. He knew that his team was already in the gutter before the game was even over. And he's saying, we're resetting this now. We have to take this seriously and move on to the next step. So with that in mind, now here's the other crazy thing about the tournament.
Yeah.
Once you win one game, to me the first game is always the scariest because it's the high wire act. For the first time all season, you lose, you're done. Half the teams, any given night, got to go home. So once you get used to the high wire and the wind's going across and so on, you start kind of becoming a natural at it. So if they can get through the first game, then watch out.
Well, let's talk about the whole ball of wax. You think anyone can beat Kentucky? I mean, I'm wondering how.
I hope so.
I'm wondering how you like the Wildcats' chances of becoming the first undefeated team since Indiana in '76.
I like their chances. I don't like their coach.
Go ahead.
John Calipari coached at UMass. He coached at Memphis. Wherever he coaches, within a few years, they're on probation. He cheats. There, I said it. Now there's no proof yet of anything at Kentucky, but all he does is recruit freshmen who leave after 1 year, which means you're not taking any class the second semester. That's legal, incredibly, by the NCAA rules, because you're not ineligible until after the season. So what do they care? That's shady, but it's legal. How about that? That's the best you can shoot for here is shady, but legal. So I'm not a fan. I will be surprised if Kentucky's not on probation after he leaves Kentucky. And I think it's bad for college basketball. It's bad for colleges, period. I don't like what's going on down there. And I'll like it even less if they
rocket their way up to the...
The last team that did it, as you said, was Indiana in 76. Bob Knight's got his strengths. He's got his weaknesses. Cheating was never one of them. Those guys graduated. No money changed hands. It was a very much above-board program.
And finally, you want to share what's in your bracket? You want to give us your final four picks?
Nah, I'm writing a book, man.
You have no time for brackets.
There's no time for brackets
to be written. Michigan Radio sports commentator John Hubakin, as always, thanks so much, John.
Always a pleasure, Cindy.